is it to get the run game going?
I mean, anytime you can establish a run game and establish it early, I think it helps with, you know, balancing the offense because it keeps the defense guessing.
Where do the inconsistencies come from? You know, you guys start with one game and then it kind of fades off. Is that just personnel? What kind of goes into that?
That's a good question. I mean, you know, all I do is whatever play is called, I just go execute it. I really don't pay too much attention to that part. But, you know, from this point on, I think, you know, having a strong run game can definitely help down the stretch.
So you'd like to see more consistency in the run game?
You know, from a competitive standpoint, sure. But at the end of the day, I have to do what I have to do, no matter if it's run or pass.
Is it difficult to have a game where you might get 20 or 25 carries, then it goes down to 8 or 10, then up again? Is that fluctuation hard for a rhythm throughout a season?
I don't think it is. At the end of the day, we have our keys we have to look at, and we have certain ways to, you know, we have to hit at our, you know, aiming points or whatever. But it's definitely, I think it's tough a little bit when it goes like that, but I think it can still be executed.
And you remember you said early in the year, you know, you said finishing strong is the most important thing. Well, we're here now at the end. Is there a sense that this team can do what you guys wanted to do at the beginning, even when you weren't playing as well as you wanted to throughout the year?
From this moment on, you know, we can control our own destiny. And, you know, you said it's the end. I think it's the beginning. It's a new season. You know, for us, we're going in with this mindset that it's 0-0. You know, it's a, you know, a new beginning. So, you know, whether we run the ball or passing the ball, we just have to execute. We dictate everything.
How satisfying is it to get a win in the playoffs on the road? I know that this team loves to play in front of the Lambeau fans and Packer fans, but what would it mean to walk away from Washington with a win?
And I mean another game, and, you know, that's what we want. We want to, you know, go as far as we can, which is the Super Bowl, and, you know, we have to play on the road. So we're going to go in and, you know, play the way we know we're capable of playing, and at the end of the game, hope we're on top.
Do you see some teams on tape and, you know, during the week and you're watching, you're like, we can run the ball on this team? Or is it not that cut and dry?
It's not that cut and dry at all. I mean, you might watch them play against a different team and they run the ball fairly well. And the following week, you watch another team run against them and they don't do as well as the team before. So it definitely changes week to week.
What about a quick question about the championship game? Who do you like and why are they going to win it?
Because we don't lose.
No, Alabama.
That's what I'm talking about. We don't lose. I think it's going to be a pretty good game. It's definitely going to go down 4 quarters, though. I know that much. And we don't lose.
Eddie, if it's the matchup for your offense against Washington or Arizona, if you get them, Carolina, whatever, is it about the opponent at this stage? Or, you know, when it comes to your offense, is it more about what you guys do? Are you more concerned about the Packers?
It's definitely about what we do. You know, if we go in there with the same mindset, you know, on the same page and, you know, don't be denied attitude. You know, I'm pretty confident that we can go and, you know, win anywhere. And we have to start, you know, with that this week.
Even without a lot of supposed momentum, you just restart it, basically?
I'm pretty sure we'll get momentum somewhere along the line in this game and, you know, just ride it out.
Eddie, for those who will never have the feeling, what's it like knowing that for 3 hours on Sunday you get to determine whether you keep playing or not, or else you go home? What's that like?
It's a lot of adrenaline, I know that, but, you know, that dies down, it goes out the window, and, you know, it's another football game, and, you know, it's do or die, and, you know, a lot of guys don't want to go home. We want a Super Bowl ring, so this first one is in Washington, so that's what's on our mind right now.
Is there a challenge to run behind an offensive line that's had some injuries with guys moving in and out?
It's not the same as running with your starting five, for sure, but, I mean, the guys coming in, you know, they know what they have to do. You know, they focus, they prepare for it, and every play is not going to be a good play, but you just have to get up and play the next play. So we just got to have a next play mentality.
What makes John Kuhn so valuable?
So what?
So valuable.
His knowledge. I mean, you know, he knows everything. What the quarterback's looking at, what the O-line has to do, what they have to do as a runner. What's that?
You got Daniels.
He just knows so much, and, you know, he can help us whether, you know, we go into personnel, whether it's just him in the backfield. You know, he's just valuable in all phases of the game.
Kind of like his question, when you're looking for different holes or gaps to go to, is it different when, you know, you're used to Josh being here and now he's over there, or do you just not even see the guys in front of you?
Or like, I really don't pay attention to it. I just go.
Just go.
I know he plays a different position than you, but James Jones came in here like a week before the season. I wondered if he evolved into a offensive leader or a locker room leader, and if so, how so?
I mean, he just came in and did. I mean, I think he picked up, like, fairly well. I mean, he's been here for a while, too. But, you know, to be able to come in and, you know, have the start and have the year that he's had, I mean, he pretty much just picked up where he left off, you know, when he was on the team earlier.